Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that the middle-aged recreational athletes displayed dissatisfaction with healthcare pathways for treatment of sports-related injuries and have a limited awareness of proper management and long-term consequences of such injuries. Recreational athletes are rarely the center of investigation when it comes to sports medicine research, yet they also suffer injuries and need proper care to return to their physical activity. More importantly, these athletes may not be aware of proper injury management or the long-term consequences of their injuries, such as osteoarthritis. If we understood how a recreational athlete perceives and manages an injury, we could develop education strategies to reduce the risk of future consequences and encourage his or her safe return to physical activity. Therefore, Grice et al. Explored the attitudes of non-elite, middle-aged recreational athletes towards treatment and consequences of injuries. The authors held a focus group discussion to investigate sports-related injuries of 24 recreational athletes training towards such events as a marathon. All of the athletes previously suffered an injury related to their training, which restricted their normal participation. Online surveys were also taken by over 1,000 physically active participants who exercised at least 3 times per week. Over half of these participants reported having suffered an exercise-related injury. The focus group had a reluctant attitude towards seeking treatment for injuries, as they reported they would more likely seek advice from teammates or friends, or even from online sources before visiting a general practitioner. Furthermore, the focus group had negative attitudes towards medical resources for their injuries. Both groups expressed concerns about the short-term consequences of their injuries and sought advice as to preventing reoccurrence. But the focus group was less interested in the long-term implications of their injuries because they viewed the benefits of exercise to outweigh the possible risks. Lastly, those who had been injured in the past were less likely to seek proper healthcare management and were more likely to continue to exercise even with an injury. Athletes who previously sought treatment for an injury reported they would be less likely to seek treatment for a sports-related injury in the future. This may coincide with the focus group's negative view that general practitioners are the first step to seeking treatment, yet they are limited in knowledge and less effective in treatment as compared to sports medicine specialists. By not seeking appropriate treatment, these athletes may be poorly managing their injuries, which could lead to long-term health problems such as osteoarthritis. This is especially concerning, considering all participants in this study displayed a lack of knowledge of these risks. Although this investigation shows interesting insight into the attitudes of recreational athletes in regard to injuries, it was carried out in the United Kingdom and may not be generalizable to the United States. However, it would be interesting to explore this concept in the States to see if similar attitudes exist and if there is a large need for education about injury management and consequences in recreational athletes. This study should help us remember the importance of educating recreational athletes so as to help them return safely to physical activity while possibly reducing their risk of developing future health problems. This past week, we also had 3 other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post reported that despite immediate improvements in concussion-related knowledge, the use of a concussion education video was ineffective in long-term knowledge transfer among minor league hockey players. The second post was the release of an international consensus statement on youth resistance training. And the third post described a clinical trial that found that patients receiving single bundle or double bundle techniques for ACL reconstruction have favorable patient-reported and objective measures at 2 years post-surgery. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included 2 systematic reviews and a blog post from the Well page by New York Times that discussed why runners don't get osteoarthritis. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.